Jonathan, obviously, we saw a lot of good things there. The team has struggled over the last 2 weeks. How's the team reacted to some of the hardships that they've been dealing with?
We've been responding pretty well, and I say that because of practice. You know, how we've been approaching practice, how we've been approaching the meetings. And I feel like the way we've been approaching these last few days has been very, very diligent, very aggressive. And, you know, we just had a hard fought game the other night, you know, not too long ago.
Interesting, you know, you talk about playing a hard game. You had some of your guys missing that in the secondary. Things didn't quite go as well. Now, do you see these guys coming back this week? And if so, how does that affect the game plan this week?
Well, it's huge, you know, because we can do what we normally do. You know, DRC, you know, he's irreplaceable. One of the better corners in the league. You know, Eli Apple's, you know, he's strong rookie. He's having a good year. You know, but the guys that step in, you know, Trevin Wade, it was a tough game. Everybody has a tough game. But he's a good corner. He played good football for us last year. He played good football for us. You know, besides the last game, you know, he had some mistakes. But we need everybody to play at a high level. You know, at the end of the day, we may not keep everybody the whole year healthy. Injury's going to happen, and whoever's playing, they got to step up.
You know, rallying to the ball, playing the coverage, playing in your lanes, all good things. But what's going to be the key to stopping an Aaron Rodgers-driven Green Bay team?
Being precise, you know, not being sloppy, you know, because at the end of the day, we have good players, they have good players. But if we're not getting lined up, if we're not getting a call, if we're blowing coverages, we don't have a chance. You know, and I feel like last week that showed up, kind of like last year, too. And we can't really beat nobody, especially not a good team on the road. You know, and the last week was a good team. And Green Bay, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is one of the best in the game, if not the best in the game. We have to bring our A game, and that's what we're going to have to do. We have to bring our A game. We have to get something from our offense, get something from special teams, and we got to play lights out to beat a good team on the road. That's just the way it is.
I know we talk a lot about Aaron Rodgers. Eddie Lacy's the big back. Mm-hmm. You guys have got something for him to roll tide. I have to bring a Bama guy in there somehow. What about Big Lacy? How are you guys going to address him?
Man, he's a good back, man. You know, he's been good since he got in the league. You know, people talk about how big he is, but he still can move. He's very shifty. I feel like he's an escape valve sometimes for Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, he don't have too many catches on the season. But don't put him out. If he gets that ball in the open field, he's a dangerous. He's a big guy. He can make some moves. And, you know, we're going to have our hands full, especially if they decide to try to really feed him.
One of the things that you guys have struggled with this year that you did well last year was forced turnovers. So I know you want to get some turnovers, but how important is it to not try too hard to get turnovers where then you suddenly you're out of position?
Well, I think the number one thing is to get turnovers. That's the number one thing. And the number two thing is not try too hard, like you're saying. You know, secure the tackle. You know, first, don't go for the ball before the tackle's secured. You know, not overreaching, playing in your zone, you know, letting it come to you, not trying to do too much. And that's what I'm saying. That's the second thing about turnovers. You don't want to overreach or overbear. Then you're giving up leaky yardage on tackles. You know, you may be vacating the zone, you know, on some zone plays. Or maybe looking back for the ball when you're playing man coverage. Mm-hmm. You know, stuff you're not supposed to be doing. But you start overreaching, stuff like that. But number one thing is to get turnovers.
You know, you got the jersey hat on. And you played at New Brunswick High School, so you're a Jersey product. Howard's son is playing at high-level high school football now in New Jersey. Jersey doesn't get the respect that it deserves, does it, when you talk about players that come out of the state? Because most of them don't go to Rutgers. They go elsewhere.
Right.
But there's a lot of guys in the NFL that have the NJ next to them.
Yeah. There's some guys out there. I mean, my senior year leaving high school, we had some good talent. Still guys that's playing in the league now. Brian Cushing, Malcolm Jenkins, Devin McCourty, the McCourty twins. Mm-hmm. We had some guys, you know, and we run pretty deep. You know, Jersey's, I can't compare it to Florida and Texas, just the amount of guys that they're putting out. But the players from here, I think we're pretty good.
I mean, I think it was the year that Anthony Davis came out. Was that 09? Was that your Well, that year, you know, Jersey had seven guys go in the first round.
There you go.
Which was the most of any state
there
in the country.
Go.
Wow.
Yep.
I got to give my man a little
Jersey props.
Jonathan, we appreciate a couple minutes. Good luck on Sunday night against the Packers.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.